made those kind of naysayers. Oh, no, 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 it's a dead cat bounce, it's a dead cat bounce. What's up, guys, and welcome to this week's McInnes Marketing Minute, coming at you live. It is now October, it's the fall, and we have some good news, don't we?
We do. First of all, the roof is wet.
The roof is wet. That's not the good news, otherwise you would, of course, have us up on the roof like you will prefer, clearly.
Naturally. Save the comments. So, the news today is about the market, the stats that are from the board that are now in.
Yeah.
And didn't we forecast this? I'm going to say we called crystal ball on this and we won.
Yeah, I'm going to say we told you so. Not to rub it in, but we did tell you so. So, what did we tell you so? Well, you okay there?
I'm good.
We told you a couple of months ago that the market, well, I say more than a couple of months ago, that the market was essentially going to rebound into what we deemed a balanced market. I think the first time we were calling that was literally the end of 2018. We were saying it was going to get to a point, probably towards the tail end of this year, in which it will enter a balanced market. And where are we now? We are, in fact, in a balanced market. If you've been following the blogs, the podcast, the videos, you will know that the last few months we've been kind of talking about the market making some slight changes, and July obviously saw an increase in home buyer demand. Everybody screamed it was a dead cat bounce and it was going to come down again.
Because May is what kicked it all off.
May kicked it off. May is typically a high month anyway, and then it typically drops. And
It did.
So it followed trend. And then July, typically one of our quieter months, actually peaked and brought home buyer demand way up. August followed in the same, which made those kind of naysayers. Oh, no, 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 it's a dead cat bounce, it's a dead cat bounce. And so then we're waiting to see what happened with September, because naturally 3 months is a quarter of a year. So if it showed the same trajectory, that's then a full quarter, which is deemed a substantial period of time, and which if it followed suit, it would place us into what's deemed officially as a balanced market. And so, Jay, where are we now?
We have hit that balance.
Oh, we're in a balanced market.
So it did what we thought it would do, which is continue on the same trajectory, July, August, September. Mm-hmm. And it's carrying, obviously, now into the early days of October.
The full period, which is typically busier.
Yes, well, we're seeing that in our listings, and obviously the reinforcing numbers from the rest of the Vancouver market are here now saying the same thing.
Yeah. So, I mean, overall, the market over Greater Vancouver increased substantially. We are narrowing this down because obviously we're focused more so on Vancouver, East Side and West Side itself, rather than the Greater Vancouver area. So our numbers may be a bit different from what you may see from the Greater Vancouver board as a whole, just to do the sexy disclaimer here. So how much did things change? So the comparison that we go is year over year. And so year over year, overall, everything, so detached houses and the attached market, increased by just over 32%, 32.4% year over year. So that's quite a remarkable, remarkable difference. And ironically, everything kind of changed in those very high, increased by very high 20% to low to mid 30%. So quite a change. And ironically, what changed the most in home buyer demand was detached homes, which took the most hit. And You can check out our website for a blog that we did a few weeks ago on why you should be looking at entry-level detached markets, and we stand by why it's never been easier to make that jump from an apartment.
The gap has shrunk.
That's it. So that is why we're envisioning that uptake. But overall, it jumped by about 32.4%. The sales to active ratio right now, which dictates essentially what market we're in, is 17.4%.
Let me just add that we get a lot of comments on, oh, well, last year was horrible, so of course the numbers are better, yada, yada, yada. When the market's going down, yes, this time last year was on the way down, it was still on a decline, and now we're on an incline, specifically by way of activity and number of sales we're talking. We're not talking pricing at this point. But clearly, when it's a trough and we're going down one side and up the other, there's going to be a large gap, and that's a sign of obviously hitting the bottom at one point and popping back up. So I think a lot of people think that just comparing to a bad year is a negative thing, but when we're freshly coming out of a decline, that's obviously the first thing we're going to see, is a big change in numbers, which we have year over year. And then we focus in on month over month, which gives a bit different change, but continues smaller change, but still shows the same trajectory, which is it's getting better.
Yeah, so overall, this year performed very similar. Like it was, I think it was 1% below the 10-year average. So creeping up again and again and again, much closer to that 10-year average that a lot of people keep talking about. So ironically enough as well, this month was when typically July and August, we've seen a decrease in inventory come to market, and then obviously sales increased. Whereas this month, we saw quite a lot of inventory hit the market, but the sales and the home buyer demand continued to pick up to still place us into a balanced market. So
yeah, and that's, I think, again, when the market gets that momentum, pretty common, because a lot of people come in and say, they see the numbers and say, okay, there's activity out there, there's a market, I'm gonna try and get a part of this. And it's good because it's feeding the market inventory and the market's absorbing it, so.
That's it, that's it. So on average, the market increased year over year by 32%. It's now the third month in a row, meaning we are officially in a balanced market. Don't forget, the market doesn't come down and then go straight back up. So we're now at this kind of level phase. So what does that mean? So for all of you who are thinking about timing the market as buyers and getting in when prices are at their cheapest, now is essentially the point. Prices look to, excuse me, dying of man flu here. Prices now look to have come down to a point that buyer demand and buyer activity is picking up. So that forces a little bit more pressure on buyers to, once you find the right place, to move forward.
And that is slowly but surely putting pressure on pricing.
Slowly but surely, yeah. I mean, we're not saying that pricing is going to increase or anything drastically to all you keen sellers listening there. But then the other way it goes, it puts a bit of pressure on, or it takes a bit of pressure off sellers, if you will, but puts a bit of pressure to price right even more. Because in this market, buyer demand is there, providing it's priced right.
And when you've got sales taking place like we do in the recent past, unlike this time last year when there was a lot less sales numbers to go from, the market's a lot tighter and a lot more focused on recent sales that have actually taken place that are comparable, so the numbers are getting a lot tighter. So it makes sellers, yeah, be as on point as ever, because there's now a number of comparables to most sales that we can very clearly see as buyers that it's either close to market or not.
And it's still the golden rule. If it's priced right, it will sell. So everyone thinking the change in market, you can just pop your place on the market for higher than what its market value, it will still sit there and it will still do nothing. Golden rule, price well. So guys, welcome to the balanced market. That's it from us this week. See you next week. We'll be right back.